This week, the University of Arkansas grew a little more when it transformed one of its departments into a school. Yesterday, the university announced the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation made a $120 million gift to establish a school of art. That gift is the largest ever given to a United States university in support of that kind of school. And University of Arkansas Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz says the students who are in school right now will feel the impact of that funding while they're still on campus. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about why, in a time when many are investing in STEM fields, the University of Arkansas is investing also in the arts.
Students majoring in the arts at the U of A went to bed Tuesday night after taking classes in the art department. By Wednesday morning, they were part of an art school.
I think the best word is giddy.
That's Olivia Fredericks. She's a junior majoring in studio art.
As soon as I found out, I posted all over my social media and emailed my high school teachers. And I don't know, I've just been kind of happy all day because it's really exciting, especially since when I was in high school and looking for a school to go to for art. This wasn't even on my radar. I didn't even know all the opportunities here in Northwest Arkansas. And so coming here and then having an actual school of art be established is just incredibly, it's a fulfillment of my high school dream.
Frederick says she came to the U of A from Cabot after getting a scholarship. And now the $120 million gift will allow the art school to give out a lot more of those.
I am now, as of 9 a.m. this morning, the interim director of the School of Art.
Jeannie Hewlin says last year, the art department gave out $10,000 in scholarships. The art school will now be able to give out $400,000.
There's always a need to support the arts. I mean, actually, just in general, whenever you support the arts, you're always going to build a bigger, more robust creative economy for the region. You can't just have business. You also have to have arts in order to, maintain and foster creative thinking and innovative ideas and also create happenings throughout the region.
Hewlin says she and many others have been working toward establishing an art school for the last 2 years.
And as soon as, 2011 hit, I no longer had to explain what the value of art was.
2011 is when the Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art opened in Bentonville. Todd Shields, the dean of the J. William Fulbright College of Arts and Sciences, says establishing a school of art in the region just made sense after that.
It seems to me like the best museum of American art should be coupled with the best school of American art. I think it tells the world, if you want to know where the epicenter of American art is, it's in Northwest Arkansas.
Shields says the plan is to double the size of the School of Art over the next 5 years. That includes renovating the historic Fine Arts Center designed by Edward Durrell Stone and hiring more than 20 new instructors to teach new courses. The School of Art will start offering master's courses to art education and graphic design majors, as well as PhD programs in art history and art education.
I think the university will become a destination for people that want to study art or people that want to affiliate with the many things that art actually does. And so our goal is to rise to that level where nationally we are a destination for the study of art and as comprehensive as that really is.
That's U of A Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz. He says art faculty and students are already collaborating with faculty and students in other disciplines. As Jeannie Hewlin put it, STEM, that's science, technology, engineering, and math, functions better when turned into STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
So you need the arts in there in order to enhance critical thinking, to start thinking outside of the box. We've had, several of our faculty have already started to partner with psychology and humanities, and we've partnered with engineering in various capacities.
Dean Todd Shields gave this example of that kind of interdisciplinary collaboration.
We have a biology teacher, and she teaches pre-med students. And she looks at her own research is about how mitochondria in all of our cells really influence our health. And she's found that if she uses some of the lessons of art and ceramics and color theory and line design, that if she shows the students how to mold this, that they understand what's going on at a level they never got before. So we've got pre-med students that may not realize it, but we're infusing art into their curriculum and we're making them more competitive for med school.
Shields says over the last 2 years of working toward establishing an art school, he realized that art, in a lot of ways, transcends every single discipline.
And whether we're talking history, you've got a real relevance for art, or politics, the art is front and center in what political movements are doing and the symbols they create. And if you go to the sciences, like I was talking about, they're using art to teach. Math professors are now thinking about, how do I show this in a graphical, visual way as opposed to just a formula? And students are really understanding it. So we're really reaching out to business, to the business college, to engineering, to College of Education, health professions, to College of Art, the Faye Jones School of Architecture. It's just, this is a school because it's going to be working so much with the whole campus.
In addition to more collaboration across various areas of study, Jeannie Hewlin says the School of Art will also engage the region in outreach and public service by partnering with Crystal Bridges and local community arts organizations.
You know, we're not starting anything. All we're doing is building on the legacy that's been here for decades and decades. There are a lot of people in the community that did so much that we are only able to do what we can do now because of what they've done for years.
Back at the Fine Arts Center, student Olivia Fredericks was about to head into her illustration class. She says she's not sure what she's going to do after she graduates, but one thing is for certain.
I don't know. For me, I just can't imagine doing anything else.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.
University of Arkansas Chancellor Joseph Steinmetz says of the $120 million gift, $110 million will go into an endowment and $10 million will go toward construction costs to renovate and update the arts building. And aside from scholarships, the gift will also allow students to receive travel grants and internship opportunities.